For the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app. CFW.
Just how we used to be. Well, how can I 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. Well, 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 good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Tuesday. Happy December 31st. Happy New Year's Eve morning. And yes, welcome to the final few hours of 2024. Well, I've been saying it for a while, but it truly is today. Ready or not, here comes the new year. And well, I don't know how 24 was for you, but I hope that the new year that's on the way is going to be a great year for you, your family, your friends. Hope all goes well. All right. There's TLC now. It's Mike McKay along with you. Good morning.
'90s and more. 105.7.
Thank you.
Holidays from 105.7 CFW. Want some good news for a change? Mike McKay's got you covered with your good news story of the day. Here's Mike.
All right, let's get things started with the feel-good story of the day today. This is awesome. A collection of letters from the 1940s to the 1970s were accidentally left on a Southwest Airlines plane. An airline employee found the letters and instead of throwing them away, decided to try to track down the family so that they could be returned. The owner was found, Rachel DeGolia. She said that she realized she had lost these irreplaceable family letters and that she had left them on the plane, but it was too late because when she realized they were gone, the plane was long gone and she was long gone from the airport, and she thought, well, never find them again, until she was surprised by this person from Southwest Airlines that contacted her. She said the family were prolific letter writers, and last summer her cousin had actually found this collection of letters written by Lois, who was her mother, to her brother Phil over a 30-year span from the 40s to the 70s. Her mother, by the way, had passed away of cancer back in 1996. So these letters meant a world to her and her family, and to have them back, she said, There are really no words to describe her feelings. And hats off to that Southwest Airlines employee who decided to, instead of just throwing them away, decided to find out who the owners were.
The Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. And the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
Charles Wham and Careless Whisper, 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, more. It's Mike McKay along with you on this Tuesday morning, the 31st of December. If you're just getting your day started, hope it's going to be a great day today. as we work our way to 2025, I still can remember not that long ago when it seemed like 2025 was a lifetime away. And man, oh man, here it almost is. Unbelievable.
Save 30 to 50% off gift certificates from local businesses with Chippewa Valley Big Deals. Go to WCFW.FM.
We'll be right back.
1057 CFW 80s, 90s, and more. Mike McKay along with you. Make sure that you have our free Civic Media app on your smartphone. There's your New Year's resolution, to go get the Civic Media app. And then what you need to do is go get it today, and then you don't have to worry. Your New Year's resolution is over and done with. You're all good to go. You can text us through it. You can email us through it. You can access our website through it. And, of course, anywhere, anytime, you can listen to us through that Civic Media app. Just once you download it, search us, 105.7 CFW. Make us your home station. And we're always with you right there in the palm of your hand. All right? All right, time to get up, get moving, get at it. Michael Cimbello from Flashdance.
Safe and happy new year from all of us at 105.7 CFW.
1057 CFW. There goes AC/DC. You shook me all night long. It's Mike McKay along with you. Do you plan on staying up till midnight? You're going to see the new year roll in? Or according to a survey, 7% of American adults say, yeah, they're going to be sleeping before midnight, and it's really not that big a deal. So anyway, I don't know about you. I mean, if we're awake, Lori and myself, if we're awake, we're awake. Well, I'm sure we'll have the TV on, and we'll be just, you know. But I don't know. I mean, sometimes we make it, sometimes we don't. And the one thing I've realized after all of these years, if I fall asleep before midnight, it's the new year is still there when I wake up.
Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. And the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
Sure Tight Construction has been raising the roof on quality and craftsmanship. Family owned and operated for over 30 years. They specialize in residential and commercial projects. From siding and seamless gutters to asphalt, metal, and flat membrane roofs. Need a custom shed or garage? They have you covered. Visit SureTight.com today or call 715-720-0212. SureTight Construction, where your dreams become reality.
You're thinking presents, and Muldoon's is thinking percents. Percents off. Just in time for Christmas, take 20% off shoes, neckties, Grand River jeans, and majestic fluffy robes. How about 20 to 50% off sweaters? 20 to 70% off casual shirts? 25 to 70% off sport coats? And 70% off special groups of suits? Muldoon's carries sizes small to 4X tall. Find the perfect gift at Muldoon's Menswear, South Hastings Way, Eau Claire.
Looking for a meal that's fresh, exciting, and all you can eat? Come to Hot Pot Barbecue and Sushi, Eau Claire's first Hot Pot Buffet. Savor traditional hot pot, freshly made sushi, and a dinner buffet featuring crab legs and oysters. With monthly specials and endless choices for lunch and dinner, there's something for everyone. Stop in for an unforgettable dining experience. Located at the corner of Claremont Avenue and London Road, Hot Pot Barbecue and Sushi, where fresh flavor meets endless possibilities.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Freezing your credit sounds drastic, but it's not. In fact, freezing your credit is one of the best ways you can protect yourself from identity theft. Freezing your credit doesn't stop your credit score from going up or down. It's just a way to make sure that nobody can open an account in your name, not even you, without removing your freeze first. So to freeze your credit, you just contact each of the three major credit bureaus and you request a credit freeze. Just search up the term credit freeze and you'll find the phone numbers and websites where you can get it all done. And don't worry, you can always unfreeze your credit when you need to apply for new credit, like a loan or something, by contacting each bureau again. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org or text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Today's weather forecast is brought to you by SureTight Construction, raising the roof on quality and craftsmanship. There's no job too big or too small. Find them at SureTight.com.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has launched a new initiative to increase access to housing for residents struggling with mental health or substance abuse issues. The initiative will provide housing support services to state Medicaid members experiencing or at risk of experiencing homelessness through local partners, including organizations affiliated with a tribal nation or the Department of Housing and Urban Development's Continuum of Care program. Those services will be offered beginning on February 1st. Wisconsin residents who drive an electric vehicle should be prepared for an extra tax when using public charging stations in the new year. Among a number of other new year rule changes, there will be a new 3 cents per kilowatt tax at public charging stations, and businesses like hotels that offer EV chargers will need to register with the Wisconsin Department of Revenue. Transportation officials say the added tax will help provide funding for road improvement projects and estimate it will generate over $3 million in revenue next year. City of Altoona officials are warning residents about an inventory error which could have left some lead service pipes in place. Over 3,000 homes in the city have received the notice, along with the assurance that the city is working to rectify the inventory error in the first quarter of 2025. Public Works officials say they haven't seen any evidence of widespread lead contamination in the service pipes, but residents should keep an eye on their water quality with testing or install a filtration system to better protect themselves. An arrest warrant has been issued for a Rice Lake man accused of a seventh offense operating while intoxicated after allegedly failing to make a court appearance. According to court documents, 52-year-old Nathan Pettit was facing up to 12 and a half years in prison and a fine of up to $25,000 if convicted on the OWI charges. He was scheduled to appear in court on Thursday. Pettit was arrested on December 17th after a preliminary breath test allegedly showed his blood alcohol content to be roughly 3 times the legal limit. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Chippewa Valley
weather. It is going to be cloudy with a few scattered light snow showers possible here today. Our high in the low 30s with wind out of the northwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight we're going to drop down into the upper teens. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 22. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30. CFW.
Shadows grow so long before my eyes, and they're moving across the page. Suddenly the day turns
Lexington, 105.7 CFW. I can still remember cruising around in the 68 Roadrunner with that in the tape deck. Yes. I had that on 8-track, by the way, Frampton Comes Alive. And I can tell you right now, when I was listening to that, I certainly was not thinking about 2025. Not at all. Here's Billy Joel now, 105.7 CFW.
And more.
Wake me up before you go, go. Don't leave me hanging on like a yo-yo.
I get no time, but I get up again.
But it ain't no lie. Bye, bye, bye.
105.7 CFW.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We
We built this city on rock and roll. Say you don't know me, I recognize my face. Say you don't care who goes to that kind of place. Knee deep in the hoopla, sinking in your fight. Too many runaways eating up the night. Marconi plays the bomba. Listen to the radio. Don't you remember? We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Someone always playing corporation games. Who cares? They're always changing corporation names. We just want to dance here. Someone stole the stage. They call us irresponsible. Write us off the page.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
Mm-hmm.
walk alone.